heading, and I have the privilege of giving the first two. The first of which is Who's Who. Who's Who among students in American universities and colleges has furthered the aims of higher education by rewarding and recognizing individual academic excellence combined with involvement in their student and community life on a national level. With support of prominent educational institutions in all sections of the country, this program is today a true reflection of the caliber of the American college student. Today, we wish to honor 21 of our students. As I call your name, please come up and receive your plaque. Scott Algier. There are 21 names we'll be reading. It might be wise if you hold your applause until the end. Cindy Atkinson, Karen Brown, Jill Crumpton, Michelle Dean, Julie Dolan, Jay Flowers, Susan Heaney, Wiley Kennedy, Worley Kennedy, Paul Martin. Those three names seem to hang together, don't they? Lyle Regeer. Brian Allen. Denise Costa. The RD cheering section. Eric Costa. Eric Strom. Ken Ramey. Keith Neighbor, Dan Odom, and Kerry Gallo. It would now be appropriate for you to applaud these people. I missed one, Eric Johnson. The next award that we would like to give is a new award this year, and it is designed to recognize international students, students who have come from abroad, who have successfully made a transition into our culture, in many cases overcome language barriers and have successfully completed their time with us. We have four of those this morning. Eleanor Tarrant from America Soma. Melanie Lightborn, affectionately known as the Bahama Mama, the leader of our Canadian constituency, Paul Martin, and from São Paulo, Brazil, Florence Bonfim. Thank you.
Likewise, we have another new award that the Department of Student Life would like to present, and that we're, this year and years to come, is going to be known as the Student Leadership Award. It is based upon faithful commitment, a volunteer service, a faithful heart. Typically, the members, the people who receive this award will come out of the WOW staff, for this is the group of students who have volunteered time out of their summers, times out of their spring and Christmas breaks to commit themselves to the work here at the school. And we have taken people who have exhibited above and beyond the call of duty of the typical WOW staff member and have acknowledged them with this award, the Student Leadership Award. The first seven people to receive this award this year are Kerry Gallo. Come and please receive your award. Donna McClure. Mr. Steve Cassidy. Worley Kennedy. Paul Martin. Paul's going to get dizzy today, I'm afraid. Mr. Kelly Rosenthal. And finally, Mr. Eric Strom. Let's give all the recipients of the Student Leadership Award a round of applause. At this time, I'd like to introduce the Dean of Men and the Dean of Women, Betty Price, and Dave Maddox, and they're going to present the RA Award.
First of all, I'd like to have our entire resident assistant staff for this year stand, if they would, and just remain standing for a moment. Stand where you are. Just stay there. Don't sit down. And I'd like to begin by quoting 1 Peter 4:10. It says, "As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as God's good stewards of His manifold grace." And then I'd like to quote our president in one of his commentaries. He writes, "We are stewards of God's gifts. They are loaned to us. They belong to Him. They are for us to use, but by its power in His service and to His glory." Peter uses gift in the singular in this passage, emphasizing that each of us has a gift, which is the unique single enablement for us by God's design and grace so that we are unique in our service for Christ. The diversity of the body of Christ is a God-ordained means of bringing the fellowship to oneness. But unless each diverse member recognizes and accepts his part in the whole body, diversity will divide rather than unite, destroy rather than build up, bring discord rather than harmony, and result in self-serving rather than self-giving. Thank you. You may be seated. I'd just like to say that this year we want to express our love and appreciation to our entire staff, first of all, because of the diversity that they have brought to our ministry. It is that diversity that has made us, we believe, effective in the job, the ministry that God has given us this year.
We believe that one of the distinctives about the Master's College and also about our department is the opportunity that students have for leadership and the influence in the lives of other students on this campus. Sometimes that opportunity for leadership carries a title like ASB or WOW or RA or some other title, but it doesn't have to carry any title at all. That's one of the things I think that's exciting about being here on the campus, and that is that any student has the opportunity to take the leadership and the initiative to move in and minister in another student's life. But today we particularly want to express appreciation to and to honor those students who are part of our RA staff this year who will not be returning next year. And I want to ask all of those students to please stand and come to the podium. We have a gift that we'd like to give you to express our appreciation. All RAs from this year who are not returning next year, if you'll come to my left up here. Wiley Kennedy, if you'll just come this way. Tiffany Sprague. Jennifer Worm, Leah Morgan, Worley Kennedy, Dan Odom, Dave Miller, Susan Heaney, Donna McClure, Rhonda Welch, Reagan Eddins, Karen Brown, Scott Algier, Laura Ekdahl, and Argel Dick, and Linda Ferriante. Thank you. If you'd just thank these students.
And at this time, I would like to introduce Mark Hardy.
The Carl M. Swayze Christian Ministries Award is given each year in honor of this man of God. Dr. Swayze, for those of you who don't know, served on the board of this school for many years in the early days, also as the president of the school from 1954 to 1958. It is his commitment to evangelism, his vision for the training and the equipping of future pastors and missionaries, teachers and Christian workers, his deep love for Christ, and his passionate prayer life that he will long be remembered. And therefore, it's in honor of this man that this award is given. There are four recipients of this award. Two of them will receive it for their ministry cross-culturally. And so Charles Brooks, our Director of International Services, will present those awards. The first recipient is a graduating senior. This gal and her life and her ministry here at the Master's College has been characterized by a life and a ministry of sacrificial giving, She is a gal with a servant's heart, and I personally have been the recipient of that. Over the last 2 years, she has been a part of Grace Community Church's International Student and Juvenile Hall Ministry. In addition to that, she has served as an RA for 2 years, one of those as a head RA, and also she has gone on a summer missions trip to France. It's my privilege and my pleasure to present this award to Donna McClure. The second recipient is also a graduating senior who has given 4 years of faithful service here at the college. He is known for his teachability. He and I have had some good chats, and I personally respect him, and I see his desire for growth and ministry is one that I just highly admire. He has been very active in college life at Grace Community Church. He's also served at the EV Free Church here in L.A. This year. He has been an RA for the last 3 years, 2 years as a head RA, one semester as a temporary RD, and he has also gone to the Philippines for a summer missions trip. It's my privilege and my pleasure at this time to present this award to Wiley Kennedy.
This year, as you know, we've had a focus on cross-cultural ministries, and in particular, the inner-city ministry. And the first recipient of this year's Carl Swayze Cross-Cultural Ministries Award her life can be characterized as being faithful. She's a young lady who has a really sweet spirit, and she's a lady of integrity. She served at the First Evangelical Free Church, which is a Hispanic congregation, and she served there teaching and tutoring, working with the youth. Last summer, she spent her summer in Japan as a summer missionary, and we'd like to present this year the Carl Swayze Cross-Cultural Ministries Award to Susan Heaney. The second recipient of the Carl Swayze Cross-Cultural Ministries Award is an international student. And this student is a dear friend of mine who I've enjoyed many fellowships with. He's a young man with vision. He has a biblical perspective on the purpose of the church. He's devoted his summers to preaching. He served as a pastor, as a young man. He's also served at First Evangelical Free Church in Los Angeles in preaching, teaching, tutoring, displaying genuine love for the Hispanics, and he led the largest team to the inner city during our missions conference. Won't you help just share in this joyous occasion for him, and we present this to Paul Martin. One more thing I'd like to say just about Paul and Susan. I think by this time everybody knows that they're engaged. And you know it's tremendous that they've been able to maintain a full class load, ASB responsibilities, RA responsibilities, travel abroad, and also be found faithful in ministering. And we just praise God for that couple, a tremendous couple. And at this time, Paul Martin is going to present the ASB gavel.
I'd like to begin this morning by first of all thanking our departing and current ASB executive. And if they're here, I'm just going to ask them to stand, and at the end of that time, if we could show our appreciation for them. Our chaplain was Mr. Worley Kennedy. Our secretary was Ms. Rhonda Ogden. Our social coordinator, Ms. Stephanie Walker. Cindy Atkinson was our publicity coordinator. And Mr. Eric Strom was our business manager. Would you please thank them for a wonderful year? It's also at this time every year that we like to... you can sit, Worley. All the glory you get, bro. It's also at this time that we like to signify the transfer of power between the presidents. I'm going to ask Dan Odom to come as our newly elected ASB president for the 1989-90 school year to signify that. To signify that, the custom has been the handing over of the aged gavel. And so, Dan, I say congratulations and wish you good luck.
Thank you.
Would you pray with me just as we pray for next year and for Dan and his leadership? Father, we would ask, even now, coming before you, for your special ministry upon Dan's own life. God, you would keep him faithful to you and with a heart that deeply desires to know you and to grow in his love for you. We pray that you would make him a strong leader of our student body, that you would bless him in what he does, that he would be supported by the students, and he would bring honor to you in all the things that ASP does is represented through him. Thank you for his desire to do that, and we would just ask, Father, once again for your blessing on him as we would signify this, the start of his office and his assumption to power. And we thank you in your precious son's name. Amen.
We are going to honor today two athletes, a man and a woman, who have been outstanding in their accomplishments, not only in athletics, but in every area of their lives while here at school. I want to, at the same time, though, thank all of the athletes this year for your perseverance, for your hard work, I think for your good representation of the college. I really appreciate all of the teams. I know that all of us maybe don't feel that we did as well as we could have, and that's usually the challenge of athletics, to go on and improve and persevere and become better. And that's certainly a challenge for all of us. And in that process, that's where you build character and you build the things that go on to help you later on in life and build character in yourself. So at any rate, honoring two specifically out of this group of young men and women today, we don't want to honor them, as I said earlier, just for their athletic accomplishment. This is an all-around award. It's also for their commitment to and their perseverance in every area of their lives, be it academic, spiritual, or athletic. These two have disciplined themselves, especially through many hours of training, and they have shown themselves to be strong examples for Christ in that time. I'd like both of them, as they are announced, to come forward. As I announce their names, they will be receiving a plaque prior to graduation ceremonies this next week. The first, the young lady, is a spiritual leader of her team. She was an all-district first team recipient. She carries a grade point average of 3.2. She was a leading scorer and rebounder and the team captain of the basketball team, Laurel Hudgens. The young man who has won this honor for the men is a second team all-district. He will be the first sports ministry graduate here at the Master's College. He is carrying a 3.2 grade point average. He's established school records in cross country and track, and he is also the team captain, Jeff Clausen. We will, as I said, be giving them a plaque before graduation ceremonies this coming week. Thank you.
People, rend your hearts. Rend your hearts and not your garments. For your transgression, the prophet Elijah has sealed the heavens. For the word of God, I therefore say to ye, forsake your idols, return to God, for he is slow to anger, and merciful and kind and gracious. And repenteth him of evil. Truly.
For many students, one of a number of goals that they set for themselves when they come to college is to strive to be a good steward of the resources that God has given them in terms of their academic life. We would like to take this time to honor those students who during the last fall semester, first of all, made the dean's list, which means they had a GPA of from 3.60 to 3.79, and then those who made the president's list who had a GPA of 3.80 or higher. If our president would come at this time, I'm going to call the names of, first of all, those who have made the dean's list, and if you would come forward, if you are here, he will then give you your certificate. Julie Au. Please, let's hold our applause, okay? Some probably will not be here as well. Bonnie Bishop. Jennifer Basowski. Charles Brooks. Tom Christensen. Shauna Cordell. Diane Brooks. Holly Davis. Daniel Deckard. Mary Downey. Beth. Julie Drew. Laura Ekdahl. Leslie Eddins. Annette Edwards. Richard Fleming. Ruth Gibson. Aaron Grobner. Carol Hagen. Jennifer Henley. Barbara Herger. Jennifer Husfeld. Christopher Holowaty. Jennifer Horn. Kathy Houghton. Alan Huds. Susan Haney. Linda Humphrey. Susan Jones. James Carg. Wally Keller. Chris Kruger. Sherry Mabs. Nancy McCastle. Christy McStay. Kelly Miller. Sandra Miller. Marlis Nui. Min Park. Judy Pillaw. Lyle Regeer. Mitch Rogers. Ginger Roth. Charlotte Salter. Nancy Solemn. Tamara Stover. Debbie Sullivan. Bill Tarka. Lisa Weber. Rhonda Welch. And Jennifer Worm. Let me make just one point before we proceed with the president's list. These honors are obtained not only because of a particular GPA, but also because over two semesters, the student averages 15 units a semester. The only time that is waived is if the student is finishing their final semester and therefore does not need 15 units to graduate. I don't know if the faculty were easy or what last fall, but we have a great number of students who made 3.8 or above, a number of which also made straight 4.0s. I will call their names. Brian Allen, 4.0. Cynthia Atkinson. Let's just hold our applause, okay? Greg Barker. Rachel Bohr, 4.0. Alan Bowden. Lois Burke, 4.0. Stephen Cassidy. Yuckling Ching. Brendan Clancy. Doris Coates, 4.0. David Kripe, 4.0. Shanita Kripe, 4.0. Judy Dene, 4.0. Unbelievable. Jane Diggle. Lynn Elridge. Stephen Ellis. Tim Erickson. Jay Flowers, 4.0. Victoria Foster, 4.0. Jennifer Fuller. Jennifer Gessinger. For all the athletes, Ted Haas, 4.0. Kathy Hauser. Angela Huddleston, 4.0. I don't know if she'll make it this semester or not because she has my U.S. government class. Angela Hutz. Michael Jackson. Callie Javot, 4.0. Bonnie Jindrich. Brian Johnson. Craig Johnson. Steve Kirchmeyer, 4.0. Christine Clem. Brian Nechtel. Mark Lincoln, 4.0. Karen Linder, 4.0. Mark Litz, 4.0. Scott Mamborg, 4.0. Antonio Marshall. Terry Martin. Cliff McManus, 4.0. Dina Malika, 4.0. For all you involved in music ministry, Dan Odom, 4.0. Wow. Tammy Orris, Julius Palag, Ann Prentice, Ken Ramey. That was a 4.0, by the way. Where's Ken? Carrie Rising, 4.0. Mary Kay Rogers. I need to say something about Mary Kay. We were informed yesterday that she has received a $15,000 graduate scholarship to attend Pepperdine University next year. Michael Schmidt, 4.0. Janine Schuttenhelm, 4.0. Dana Schwed. I didn't pronounce that right. Schwed, okay. Kristen Sykes. Thomas Sheehan. Francis Slater, 4.0. Beth Smith, 4.0. Boy, the S's are really on a roll here. Marcy Stoll, 4.0. Rebecca Stober, 4.0. Stephanie Strubar, 4.0. Donya Tanglin, 4.0. Tanya Tempass. Rebecca Thompson. Stacy Thompson. Grace Tomala. Tim Tryon. Jeff Weibel. This next one is hard to believe for me. Carolyn Waltman, 4.0. I don't know how she did it in between all of her knee surgeries. Kelly Westlake. That concludes our academic honors, and at this time we will have our departmental awards.
We have three awards that we would like to present from the Department of Biblical Studies. The first award is presented from the National Association of Professors of Christian Education, and it is presented today to a man who's demonstrated excellence in ministry and involvement and commitment in the field of education, Christian education. For the award for 1989, we present this award to David Joseph Miller. We also are giving an award today to the person who is in the Institute who is graduating this year with the highest grade point average. This year is presented to Julius Palag. I'm not sure if he's here. And then to the graduate in the Department of Biblical Studies that has demonstrated highest academic achievement as well as leadership and all around, we'd like to present this award to Cliff McManus.
feel like it's been a really prosperous year among the graduates in our department this year. Three of them have gotten engaged. Two of them had babies, one just last week. And some have struggled to survive, and they've persevered, and I'm really proud of our graduates. We have 13 graduating this year, and as our department grows and the list of graduates grows, it becomes increasingly difficult to select one student as a recipient of our departmental award. But this year, Dan and I have selected to give this award to a person that we feel really embodies the qualities that we hope and pray all of our graduates would possess. Those qualities include a commitment to academic excellence and also a commitment to the priority of relationships, particularly those within the family and in the larger family, the body of Christ. This is an individual who struggles, as we all tend to do, but has emerged from many a struggle with a heart that we see as being more committed to knowing God and also to loving and serving Him. Those of you who know her are accustomed to calling her Buff. However, for this honor, it is my heartfelt pleasure to present the Behavioral Studies Award for 1989 to Elizabeth McElrath.
In representing the business department this morning, I'd like to give four awards. And I feel really proud of not only our graduates, but our students. I know that we work them hard, and we probably don't tell you how much we appreciate you as often as we should. And this is one way of doing that. This award represents the voting of the entire faculty in the department. The first award is the King Solomon Award, and this is given in recognition to the first-year freshman business major who best exemplifies the teachings of Proverbs in and out of the classroom, and therefore shows personal and academic promise for upper division business courses. And this award includes a one-year subscription to the Wall Street Journal. Which will no doubt make this person the envy of every other student on campus. We'd like to present this to Mr. Mike Marshall, if he's here. Many students come to college, go through the four-year experience with relatively little turbulence. Other students have difficulty, outside circumstances, whether it be finances or health. A number of things can complicate the process. And that's why we've given this second award in years past and want to give it again today. It's called the Overcomers Award. And it recognizes the graduating student of business administration who best exemplifies a can-do spirit in the face of adversity and discouragement. And the 1989 recipient of the Overcomers Award is Eleanor Tarrant. This next award is brand new. Our accountancy program is growing in the department, and we feel it has come of age to the point where we would like to give an award for the candidate for top accountancy. This award honors the graduating business major who emphasized accounting and maintained a high grade point average, demonstrated solid character, and thus shows great promise for a future in the field of accounting. It's a very difficult selection this year. Very difficult. But this year's award goes to Vicki Foster. The final award is the candidate for top management. This award honors that graduating student of business administration who best exhibits those qualities of academic achievement, leadership, judgment, and decisiveness, which are required of those who occupy positions of great administrative responsibility. The 1989 candidate for top management is Mr. Scott Algier. Scott and Vicki will be married this fall. We're not sure if they'll send out wedding invitations or an announcement of a merger.
Can't top that. The Department of Communication is divided into two sections, interpersonal communications and mass communication, which is in turn also two sections, print media and mass and radio television, electronic media. This year we'll be offering for the first time a new perpetual award, or at least until the year 2000, for the student who shows the most promise in the field of mass media. This young man has been working in Christian radio for the last year. Perhaps you've heard his voice on KKLA radio in Los Angeles. It gives me great honor to give this to Mr. Tim Sutton. We also have an outstanding student award, and I've asked Julie Larson to give that.
Each year we'd like to present an outstanding award to the graduating senior who has the highest GPA in her major courses. And this young lady has not only earned good grades in her major courses, but has also been a fine representative of the college to the community, and that young lady is Patty Gainham.
It's my privilege again this year to give two awards for the Education Department for the Elementary and Secondary Student Teacher of the Year. We have 24 students that will be completing their assignments fall and spring of this year, and those are listed in the back of your program. This is up from last year when we only had 15 students, so we've had quite a bit of growth this year. As Susan said, as each year as it grows, it's more difficult to select just one or two to give the award to. I think I can say for most of them, this proves to be one of the most challenging and tiring experiences of their entire college career when they student teach. It's difficult to choose who should receive this award because of so many factors. Every class is different, every school is different, every master teacher is different. And so I want to commend all of the student teachers and recognize two in particular. Before I do, I want to just preface it by saying that very few of our student teachers are usually able to be with us. Spring student teachers are in the classroom now, completing their assignments. By this time, they're carrying most of the load during the day, so they can't sneak out too easily. And the fall student teachers, many of them are off on subbing assignments or have been already hired by school districts. So if they're not here, would you please take the opportunity to pass your congratulations along to them when you see them somewhere around campus. First, for the Secondary Student Teacher of the Year, we had 9 students completing their secondary student teaching assignments and all did well. The person I want to recognize this morning is a student that completed her assignment in the area of music, Miss Julie Dolan. We had 15 elementary student teachers this year, and our student teacher of the year, I don't believe she's with us. She's a spring student teacher. She began her assignment 1 week late due to unfortunate circumstance of having a honeymoon in Tahiti. And our student teacher in the elementary area is Cynthia Morgan, now Cynthia DeMare.
The English department is pleased this year to recognize a member of the class of 1989 who has shown outstanding achievement in the English major. For those of you who have struggled through English classes, you can appreciate this. She has earned a grade point average in department courses of 3.78. We have this morning a token of our appreciation for her diligence, hard work, and good spirit. Please help us congratulate Mrs. Jennifer Brown Drake.
Each year, the History Department recognizes the outstanding graduate from the department, and this year we have a problem. We have 8 outstanding graduating seniors, so a choice must be made, and the award this year goes to Karen Linder. The selection was so close that to solve the problem, just like in beauty contests, you know, first runner-up, second runner-up. We do have three additional awards, Mary Kay Rogers, Tim Tryon, James Carg.
The award in home economics was very difficult for us to select this year also. But as a faculty, for the student who has consistently sought to grow as a godly woman, to exhibit quality performance in all of her academic coursework, to take some risks when it was difficult, to participate in campus activities, to volunteer without asking, with a desire to work on her weaknesses so that they become strength, for exhibiting a spirit of gratitude, we present to Jody Denai the Virtuous Woman in Progress Award.
There is just one award for the math department this year. It's one year new. We would like to institute this year an award for the student who has achieved the highest GPA in the first year freshman calculus course. Now, to achieve this, you must have taken both courses here at the Master's College. And as many of you will know, that's one of those classes that you go, I'm going to take calculus. Well, I want to tell you, the recipient this year is an image breaker. You probably would be surprised that Reverend Charles Dodgson was a tremendous mathematician, but not surprised at all to find out he wrote Alice in Wonderland. You might be surprised and usually thinking that most athletes look like those statues down by the Colosseum. You know, great bodies, but no heads. Not so. This year's recipient of the first year Freshman Calculus Award is Ted Hawes.
We have five awards in the music department. The first three going to students who have been a part of the brass ensemble or the Master's Chorale for all of their years here at the Master's College. Strong commitment of service. We give for the four-year award brass ensemble to Carol McNeil. Carol? And for 4 years of faithful, committed service to the Master's Chorale, Kathy Davis and Ken Fleming. Our next award goes to a non-music major whose heart is really in music and who has given of themselves in various endeavors. This individual has been in chorale for several years, been a part of Majesty, is currently director of Gospel Praise, Miss Melanie Lifeborn. And the music major, who is Musician of the Year, actually will be graduating December 1989. He's one who exemplifies spiritually, academically, and with an incredibly servant's heart. One who has been in every group here on campus, is, as a student, a real hub to our department, probably is known as Miss Music on campus, may want to be known as Mrs. Music, I don't know, Miss Jill Crumpton.
In the fourth chapter of Paul's letter, first letter to the Corinthians, he said that of a steward it is required that they be trustworthy. The young man that we have chosen to be the first recipient of the departmental award in sports ministries has been found trustworthy, both in the use of his athletic gifts, in use of his ministry gifts as he worked with Awana and went overseas, but also academically in that he carries a 3.8 in his major field. The first recipient for the sports ministries departmental award goes to Jeff Clausen. Plaque as well as a promise for a Final Four ticket should Kansas State ever get there again.
Over the years, there have been a number of supporters of the Master's College who have designated
perpetual scholarships to be given to students in particular areas. And this morning, it gives me great privilege to honor a number of those recipients of these scholarships. First of all, the Boone and Bertha Hayes Memorial Music Fellowship goes to Rachel Bohr and Shanita Kripe. The Forrest D. Johnson Memorial Missionary Scholarship is awarded to Lois Burke. The William C. and Eva C. Millsap Pastor Scholarship is awarded to Brian Allen. The Alice Richardson Memorial Scholarship is awarded to Mr. Dennis Swanson. The Kenneth M. Stead Memorial History Scholarship this year goes to Mr. Tim Erickson and Ms. Valerie Fuller. Kenneth M. Stead Memorial Music Scholarship is awarded to Mr. Michael Jackson. At this time, I would like to ask our Executive Vice President and our President to come forward as we have some special awards to a number of our faculty.
These awards recognize the duration of service. But we want to make very clear that it's not the duration that makes the difference, it's the quality. But quality over a period of years is worthy of commendation. The first one is in appreciation of 10 years of faithful service at the Master's College, Dr. Lynn Carruthers. Also in appreciation of 10 years of faithful service at the Master's College, Dr. R. W. Mackey. And also in appreciation of 10 years of faithful service at the Master's College, Mr. James Owen. Some of them are just finding out how long they've been here. In appreciation of 10 years of faithful service at the Master's College, Professor Paul T. Plews. And also, we move to another level in appreciation of 20 years of faithful service at the Master's College, Professor John Hotchkiss. And also, in appreciation of 20 years of faithful service at the Master's College, Dr. George Howe.
Each year, the students that are juniors and seniors are asked to choose the faculty member of the year. This is an overall evaluation by students, which would include such things as teaching, student rapport, motivation, character, and commitment to his or her field and to students. Over the years, God has sent faculty to us from many different places and in many different ways. The particular faculty member that we wish to honor today was recommended by another faculty member just to come and kind of help us as a part-time teacher. The time that we hired him, I absolutely had no thought of even considering him as a full-time faculty member. But as time passed, I began to hear such things as, wow, great teacher. Students really like him. Well, I figured I better look a little more closely at this individual. And as we began to take a closer look at him,
We found these things to be true. This year it is my privilege to give the Teacher of the Year award to a person who is known for his commitment to students. It seems that every time I pass by his office, his door is always open and there is always a student talking to him. While having excellent content in his classes, he is noted also for his innovating teaching methodology. The Teacher of the Year this year goes to Professor Greg Bealey.
Shall we stand? And they all said amen, right? Let's pray together. Our Father, we have so much to thank you for as we have looked back on this wonderful year and as we have recognized those who have had unusual achievement. We thank you, Father, for the privilege of being in this place, for growing in knowledge, in wisdom, in favor with God and man. We thank you for all of the dear folks who have made up this marvelous year at the Master's College. And we shall all be different and richer, and we trust even more like Christ because of it. And we pray, Father, that these achievements might be but the beginning of lifetimes of effectiveness for your dear Son, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Before you're dismissed, we have one brief announcement that will be of interest to all of you. For all graduating seniors, you'll be interested. Your yearbooks will be mailed sometime in the fall. Postage will be paid for. However, we need your current mailing address or where you will be during the fall. Write it on a 3x5 card, which will be passed out as you leave at the doors. Drop it in the campus mail address to yearbook Ben Peterson. Now listen, undergraduates who are not returning next year, due to the cost of postage, if you're not returning and you wish to have your yearbook sent to you, you must enclose $4 with that card in an envelope to the yearbook Ben Peterson. Thank you very much.